I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Haiti's hospitals collapsed in Tuesday's devastating quake. Medical treatment is difficult for the thousands of survivors. CURE International's Steve Bostian is leading a five-member surgical team in the area.
We have located a home that apparently has minimal damage, and it's only five houses from the pediatric hospital that collapsed.
The hope of the gospel doesn't go unnoticed by those they help.
They really understand the spiritual impact that God must have sent you. And kind of when the dust settles, people start to ask those questions, why did you do that? And then you have the opportunity to share the love of Jesus with them.
Next, Port-au-Prince was home to a considerable orphan population before Tuesday's quake turned it into a wasteland. With the death toll rising, Bethany Christian Services' Mark Andreas says there's another grim reality surfacing.
There's going to be a mounting number of casualties and likely, unfortunately, an increased number of orphans, but it will take a long time for us to fully assess the opportunities and see how many additional children will need help right on the ground in Haiti.
Pray for open doors.
Sometimes people open up to an opportunity to the gospel in a way that's new and really changes someone's heart.
And Southern Baptists are mobilizing to assess disaster relief needs in Haiti. While the Southern Baptist International Mission Board doesn't have long-term personnel stationed there, many Florida churches do. One woman who does orphan ministry is still missing. Work teams have been stranded. Funding for the relief effort will come from the International Mission Board's Disaster Relief Fund. Apart from donating to the fund, IMB is asking you to pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? For a gift of any amount, Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, Replacing Fear with Faith. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.